Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Kevin Landwehr with the Rock Island District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers joins us on today's program to talk about proposed updates to the Des Moines River Basin Master Reservoir Regulation Manual Feasibility Report. And you are here for a special public hearing. You were actually here a year ago as well. Let our listeners know a little bit about the purpose of the meeting that you're having and the presentations you had here at Central College.
So we're conducting a study looking at the water control plans for Lake Red Rock and Sailorville Lake. It's basically the water control plan describes the decision criteria about how much water we release and when, and how much water we store within the reservoirs. The primary focus of the study is looking for ways to improve the way we manage the lakes for our operating purposes, which are flood risk management, fish and wildlife management, and drought management.
And what has changed since we talked a year ago in regards to what you're looking for this time around as opposed to last summer?
During the previous series of meetings, we were looking for input from the public on the scoping of the study. What are you concerned about? What problems do you experience with the way the project is operated now? What opportunities do you see to do better? At this series of meetings, we're bringing back to the public the results of our study, talking about how we use their input, the recommended changes to the water control plans that we are proposing, and again, seeking their input now on the tentatively selected plan for implementation.
And then many of our listeners are concerned with Red Rock. What are some of the key changes, you know, from the overarching view that are being considered through this plan?
Over time, we've seen higher volumes of water coming into Lake Red Rock, so we're dealing with more frequent, larger flood events, and so we're looking for opportunities to keep water moving through the system earlier during flood seasons to preserve storage and better manage these long-duration, large flood events like we've experienced in 1993, 2008, 2010, and to a somewhat lesser extent, but still a significant flood event here in 2018.
And then, in terms of what it looks like moving forward, this public comment period, people still have a chance to talk about it until August 17th. Tell our listeners, A, how they can do that, and then what comes after that.
Well, in addition to attending the public meetings and providing comments in the comment form that we have here at the meeting, they can visit our study website and submit comments via email to the study team. In addition to the comment forms, if you're unable to attend the public meetings, we actually have the presentation recorded and was presented live on Facebook Live yesterday and when we were in the city of Des Moines. And anybody can go to the Rock Island District's webpage and view that presentation in its entirety if you weren't able to attend the meetings.
And then overall, what is just the importance of keeping this plan up to date and constantly viewing how our water flow is changing along the Sailorville and Red Rock, basically Des Moines River Basin?
We're really just trying to identify the best way to operate the project to meet its authorized project purposes, the primary purpose for which is flood risk management. So how can we better manage long-term flood risk along the Des Moines River corridor and drive down long-term flood damages?
Would the local office here at Red Rock, would that also be a potential resource for this or maybe just for other things? But there is information available there, even if it's not directly tied to this project.
Right. Absolutely. The reservoir staff can provide help locating the information. The full study report is available online, as well as they can help direct people to the comment forms if they have any input they'd like to provide.
Once again, that was Kevin Landwehr with the Rock Island District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers discussing changes to the master plans for Lake Red Rock. Public comment is being accepted by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers until August 17th at their website. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.